We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school baseball as the season is fast approaching. Let's take a look at the KM Cougars now with the head coach for KM Baseball, Mick Long. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your team coming into a brand-new season?
Feeling pretty good. Excited to see what they have to offer, but we got some talent. I think we got a pretty strong pitching staff, so I'm excited to get it going.
So let's start with pitching. Who are going to be your leaders of that staff this year?
Our number one will be Lucas James. Throws the ball pretty hard. I think he led him in innings last year. Has over a strikeout per inning, I believe. And then from there, I think my number twos are all about the same. Chase Speaker will probably be our number two, followed by McCabe Paulson, and Chester will be probably any of those guys could be number two.
So why don't you go through those three guys in particularly and what their strengths are, what you see from them, on the mound.
Lucas throws the ball hard. And like I said, he averages a strikeout per inning at least. And so I like what he has. And then Chase has some good breaking stuff, throws the ball hard enough to be successful, has good mound presence. He's been playing it for quite a while. McCabe Paulson threw last year as well, has good enough pop. I think his breaking stuff is just a little bit different than the others. And again, he has strong arm, good strong legs on him. So that'll be helpful to us. And then the last one is my catcher, Chester. And I don't know how, I mean, he's one of my top four pitchers, but he's also a great catcher. So we'll see how much I get to throw him this year. But I would like to think he's going to throw about every third game or so and be one of my better hitters as well. So.
Yeah, assuming you can find somebody to take over the catching duties. Sometimes that's hard to take a guy out of that spot, but you'll probably try and make it work somewhat. I mean, this team seems like it's poised to have a big year. I mean, you're only losing a couple seniors off of last year's squad. Is it, a case where the guys are coming in and spots are set and everybody is confident about, what they could do this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's a first in my career. Usually places I've gone, they had subpar years and it's more of a building transition type thing. But I'm pretty blessed with the amount of talent we have coming back. Also have some good young kids. I wouldn't say all of the positions are set, but the majority of the big ones, my catcher, my shortstop, my center fielder, all stud athletes and good ball players. And I'm expecting some big things out of us. We'll be a little bit different than they've seen in the past. We'll steal bases and we'll bunt and do things like that. But we got some really good hitters. We got some power hitters, got some speed. So, if we play our card right, I can see a lot of good things happening this year.
What about a guy like Chase Speaker, who obviously had a big year last year until his injury? And of course, then that left him out of football. He's come back now and participated in track. What have you seen from him just in baseball? It might be an important season for him just to get a little redemption, I imagine, after the injury.
Yeah, and I didn't just recently talk to my assistant, but Chase is an exceptional baseball player. Does a lot of things really, really well, and thinks the game. Great hitter, great contact hitter. He'd probably hit in the two hole for us. And like I said, he could be a number one on most people's teams. He's that good of a pitcher. He has control of about 3 to 4 pitches and great mound presence. And I like the way he plays shortstop as well. He's just a natural leader. So I look at him, he'll have a big season for us. And the bigger the season, the better we're going to be, that's for sure.
Yeah. So he plays a little shortstop. Who's your center fielder that you were mentioning earlier this set?
Colin Bauer, I believe. I know Bauer's is the last name. I've only been there about 3 weeks. So you know, last names are, but yeah, Bauer will play center for us. He, I know we played him in basketball at Nottoway, and he's a stud athlete. Big, strong kid, can do a lot of things, but one of the things he does really well is play center field. So
just overall, what can you say are the keys for this team to have a big season here?
I think we got to come up big with runners in scoring position. With our pitching staff, if we play just, you know, good defense, we're going to be in about every game. You know, there's teams on our schedule like Coon Rapids, Baird, and Woodbine that are going to be huge games every time we play them. And, you know, you'd like to get a win here and there when you play those good teams, and that'll get you ready for tournament time.
Well, it's all coming up here soon, and the baseball season begins for you on Monday as you take on Bedford. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck for you throughout the entire season. Thanks so much.
Thank you, and thanks for the coverage.
Mick Long, head coach for CAM Baseball, with us here on KSOM.